Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry. Hi.
Hey, Jacqueline, it's Bea. How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I am very good. I just wanted to let you know that we're moving forward with everything. We're expecting now to close by the 15th, and I just wanted to give you a rundown of what that would look like. Do you have a few minutes?
Yes, but I'm gonna need the 15th not to be the day because I'm actually leaving town on the 15th.
Okay, so then we will shoot for the 14th. But just so
Perfect.
you know, the way that our title company does it now is that they do all of their notary things online. So they'll just send you a Zoom link and send you an email to sign the papers, and you'll just do it on Zoom basically with the notary, and that is good enough for the law.
Okay, so my question is this. So I was talking with the mortgage company, and I don't know how you all do this, but of course it's another month, so the payoff amount changed.
Right. And so we have 13,000 going to you, and we had agreed that the mortgage payoff would come from the money owed to you. That will also be included in the 13,000.
Okay. The money that's owed for the extra money comes from me, but you're gonna include it in the 13,000.
Right. So we have an agreement for to our purchase agreement with you is that we will pay you 13,000, and that will cover the mortgage payments owed. And so even with this upcoming month, that 13,000 will cover that mortgage as well.
No, that's not the agreement. The agreement was no matter what happens, I was going to get 13. And the thing was, we were going to close with the 68,000 as the payoff. Now that it's gone up to 69,000, you're saying that that's going to be deducted from my 13, which was never the agreement.
No,
My
ma'am.
13 was, no, that's not what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying. So it's my
Okay, so.
understanding we are going to have the 69,000 payoff. That is still the case. We will take over the mortgage payments from the closing of our deal. So because we did not close and this mortgage statement is up, that comes from your end of the deal, and we pay you the 13,000 and you cover the mortgages. But we will cover the 69,000 from the date of closing on.
Okay, so because yeah, okay, then I think I understand. But when you keep saying it cover that I'll cover it, I'm yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So okay, long as that's understood, because
Yes, ma'am. You will get $13,000.
okay,
And
and
that
you all
will
will take over
cover,
the mortgage.
yes, and we will pay the 69,000, and the any mortgage owed comes out of the 13,000 we give you.
Okay, that's fine because
Okay.
they gave us three options, and one of them, well, all of them included more money than the 68. And so I didn't want to take any of those options until I talked to you because I know you said we were going to close this month. And as long as we close this month, it shouldn't go any further up. And I did not do anything to put the mortgage payments on the end.
Okay, then yeah, that would sound good.
Okay, perfect.
I am going to let everybody know that we need to do this by the 14th since you have to go out of town on the 15th. It may get done sooner. Has anybody called you yet from the title company asking you questions about your title?
No,
Okay.
but I did talk to the mortgage company, and they were saying that because I think you all, and when I say you all, I mean either you or your lawyers or whoever, actually have to make sure that the title is clear. And they were saying that they were looking to clear the title for foreclosure. And so they said that they needed a death certificate for my dad, but the death certificate he was looking at on file. And so when I finished talking to him, he basically still said that he said it was a hold, but the information they had it on hold for, they had. So I don't know where they left that, but so hopefully it'll be clear because again, the only thing that he found that it was keeping it from being a clear title was that, and they had that.
Okay. So, they're right. Our lawyers are going to reach out to you just to ask any other questions that they might have about the title. They also just
Okay.
have to confirm a few things with you as like the seller and the owner. And they may actually try to reach out. Is Mary your mom?
Yes.
They may even try to reach out to your mom. So
And I've taken her information and put it. I basically made all the information for them reaching out come to me because she can't
perfect.
hear on the phone, so they won't.
Perfect.
They won't contact her. They'll contact me.
And I have told them that you are doing this whole transaction for your mom. So they
Yes.
should be well aware of who you are and what your role is in this. But they'll contact you very soon, just to confirm information. Once they do that, we'll know that they have the title coming in, and then
Okay.
we'll be able to go through the numbers and actually close. That
Okay.
shouldn't take more than like another week.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
Well,
Do
thank you
you?
for calling me and letting me know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Do you have any other questions for me, Jacqueline?
Nope, I'm just ready.
Yeah, girl, me too.
And I do have to still get some stuff out of that house, so that's why I was like, I need to get this money because I'm probably got to get a storage unit.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would say definitely start accumulating those things so that you can take them and go when you need to.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye.